Hey, friends and family, here's our update letter for the month of January, year 2025. Just looking back, something happened and I didn't upload the podcast from the last 2 months. Sorry about that. I'll see if I can get to it. But anyways, here's the letter as it was written. I'll just go ahead and read it. Family and friends, before I begin with the usual updates, I want to share some thoughts. We all struggle on this side of heaven. We contend with overwhelming emotions and real challenges. Sometimes we find it difficult to maintain balance, to do the right thing, or perhaps we feel unusually stable and comfortable. But may I encourage both you and myself? Keep pushing forward. We are created for good works. Heaven is coming. Eternity is approaching, and perfection is on its way. We have a brief opportunity in this life to impact all of eternity. Some of us go, some of us support, and some of us send. Whether we are living in our home country or abroad, we all deal with the same struggles in this broken world. It just manifests itself differently. It doesn't matter where we are or what role we play, going, sending, or supporting. We can all influence eternity. He is worth it. What he did, leaving everything to love and serve others, was to show and create a way for eternity. To be completely honest and transparent, in these letters I usually focus on the positive, enjoyable aspects of our missionary work. Sometimes I even feel guilty, as you only see the highlights. There's so much of life here in Guatemala that is mundane and frustrating. Often, it feels like we're just trying to get things done amidst all the waiting. Waiting for traffic, waiting on people, waiting on the Lord. There's a strange amount of stress that accompanies daily living. It's incredibly difficult to keep the main things front and center and to love and care for my family as I should. We often wade through deep arguments and hurt, some of which stem from spiritual warfare, while others are simply the result of our sinful nature. The daily grind can steal the joy and excitement from our more significant purpose for living here. Constantly learning, loving, and serving is not always glamorous. There are strange emotions to navigate as well. Missing family and friends while lacking the drive to reach out myself. It's odd wanting to do something fun, but feeling limited by experience, knowledge of the area, resources, or even a lack of ambition to try something new. I generally believe we struggle with feeling both bored and busy simultaneously. There's persistent pressure to do more for the kingdom while trying to discern what God is leading us to do versus prioritizing our family and our roles within it. There's a real fear of messing up our kids and a tendency to unnecessarily sacrifice our spouses. In school, they taught us that to be a cross-cultural worker is to constantly live in paradox. Humorously illustrated with a pair of ducks, a yay duck and a yuck duck, how accurate that is. How can things be so wonderful yet so strenuous at the same time? For better or worse, I often throw up my hands and await heaven for resolution. At times, the struggle feels permanent. I'm not entirely sure why I felt it was important to share all this with you. Most likely, I'm trying to clear my conscience and ensure you know that the struggle is real. The things here aren't always peachy. Sarah and I have disagreed more intensely and frequently than ever before in our 18 years of marriage. Yet on the flip side, we have never loved each other as deeply. It's a crazy world. I believe this is truer than ever. We need Guatemala more than Guatemala needs us. Some of the deepest spiritual work is taking place in our own hearts. What you, the donors, the supporters, are a part of here is so much more than just water filters and sign language classes and whatnot. There's a deep transformative work happening in all five of our hearts, and how that influences Guatemala and builds a bridge to the unreached deaf community is far greater than we initially perceived. I want to clear the table. That's my new favorite Guatemalan phrase I recently learned. We are still broken, perhaps even more so. We deal with all the same challenges you do and remain desperately in need of a personal savior. But amid the mess, God is doing something. He seems to be building a bridge, a door, a path. He is pulling the chaos together one step at a time, and we are witnessing love and service unfold. Thank you for allowing me to debrief or vent. Now here's the usual update. Sign language class. We introduce the signs for God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, along with a variety of other words related to our faith. Things are getting real now. I'm pretty excited about it. My goal for this year is to start teaching Bible stories as we teach sign language class. Even after a 1 week break for Christmas, our attendance remains strong. Both classes are going well. One is held in a house, and the other takes place in a public school, thanks to the village leadership, who have generously shared their space with us. Among the 30 to 40 kids attending, we have two very faithful teens named Christian and Kit Jenny. They are siblings. He is completely deaf, and she is almost entirely deaf. It's very exciting to see how much they are retaining. Plus, their little brother Luis, who has to be the smallest 10-year-old I've ever met, is working very hard and learning sign language. The vision of seeing the deaf community learn and practice sign language together in family units is becoming a reality. Last month, only Nate and I conducted the classes, which created a special... an entirely different dynamic for just the two of us. I know we are here to love and serve the deaf community, but I believe some of the greatest growth is occurring in our own lives. I can't imagine how much this experience has changed the boys. They are truly amazing, and God is doing an incredible work in them, as well as in Sarah and me. Holidays in Guatemala. This year marked our second Christmas season in Guatemala, and I think we are officially wrecked. The celebrations here are so much bigger. From our neighbor blasting music for 5 hours straight in the afternoon, to the numerous fireworks on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve night at midnight, it's all extremely loud. The decorations in the city are incredible and truly something to behold. I suspect that we will never celebrate the same way again. The Guatemalans are definitely leading us in celebration. Plus, Santa Claus is not a big deal here. We do miss our family, friends, and church family celebrations, but we have fully embraced the life we are living now. We celebrated Christmas Eve with our friends Elvis and Ulisa and their two boys, along with their extended family in El Progreso. Then we celebrated Christmas Day with the Doppenberg crew, enjoying a more traditional turkey dinner. They play some pretty crazy games, but it's always a fun time with them. Sarah excels at ensuring we maintain some of our own traditions while introducing new ones. For example, this year, each of the boys received a piñata. We were up till 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve, and the boys were ready by 6:30 a.m. for the North American celebration. It's crazy. The boys also were invited to the sensei's house for a Christmas celebration with all the kids from the dojo. For New Year's Eve, we had some very special friends, Mal and Taryn from Antigua, come up and spoil us. They are just so much fun and refreshing to be around, and Mal is one of my favorite cooks. He prepared a dinner fit for kings. Our church, Iglesia Vida, we also had the opportunity to celebrate Christmas with our church family, enjoying a potluck and games after the service. The pressure was on. One of the games was Bible trivia, and thank goodness I won. It wouldn't have looked right if the token gringo missionary lost Bible trivia. We are genuinely enjoying working with the local church. The people and the leadership have been so welcoming and patient with us. Originally, we started attending for the chance to gather and worship corporately with other believers. However, we are now finding ourselves serving more and more, and we love being integral members of the church body and the leadership team. Levi is involved with sound, projection, and photography, while Nate and Danny enjoy serving in the kids program. There are lots of little kids. Recently, it seems that Sarah always has a baby in her arms. God is bringing many young families into our circles, and she loves all the babies. I just hope that holding a baby is not contagious, and that this baby holding fulfills any lingering desires we may have. That would be quite a shift for us. I'm pretty sure I can't handle any more blessings. Now, on a serious note, we are praying, along with our board, about additional opportunities to partner with the church to advance both of our missions. Please pray with us for wisdom to take the next best steps. A mountain outreach. It is going so well. We finished all the water filters on the first round and have been checking back to make sure that they were functioning properly and being used correctly. So far, they are the right design and application for our area. So we just ordered another 40. Thank you to the generous donors and sponsors who got behind this initiative. Sarah's dad is bringing them down next week. I also finished the bathroom project for the church up in the mountains this month. It was a lot of work and details, but they are functioning and operational. The people are so generous here. We get a blessing every time we try to bless them. The church pooled together money and put in an incredible dinner to say thank you to us. We were uncomfortably honored. The pastor and his brother rode a motorcycle for 30 to 45 minutes to get fresh, quality meat for us. One of the elderly couples who help literally walked 2 hours carrying supplies just to put the dinner on. It was so humbling. I think that this is actually a pretty accurate view of the tangible kingdom of God at work. Christian brothers and sisters across cultural and language gaps working diligently to try to out-bless each other. It's a beautiful thing, and I hope it's pleasing to the Father and a good witness to the watching world. So next week, when Sarah's dad, Jeff, and bonus mom, Ann, come to visit, we're going to bless them by doing a waterline replacement on the tank for the church. Also, Nate and Levi were moved by watching the ladies cook over an open fire on a grill that did not have many crossbars on it. So they came home and welded up a new one for the church, all on their own. It was pretty neat. It is pretty neat watching Guatemala change all of us. As far as normal life, we were just cruising along. Sarah and the boys have started homeschooling again after the Christmas break. They're trying to get ahead because we have 5 teams that will be visiting the Doppenbergs in the next 3 months, and they want to work with them, not to mention Jeff and Ann's 2-week visit next week. We have an annual conference with many other missionaries in the country next month. I have been focused on the house. Lord willing, we will pour the concrete roof next week. Our realistic goal is to move in by the end of February. We stayed quite healthy throughout the holidays, but once the new year began, a nasty cold started to make its way through the family. I've recovered, and Sarah is almost over it, but it looks like Levi is next. We are also experienced a mild case of food poisoning from a shared meal. That's just one of the not-so-glamorous aspects of living in a developing country. It really makes you appreciate good health when you have it. God has certainly gone before us in that regard. We are doing well overall, but it's one of those tricky challenges we face regularly. So, from Guatemala, all is well. Step by step, we keep pushing. We look forward to our monthly prayer meeting tomorrow night, January 14th at 6:30 p.m. Here is our prayer guide. Praise that we have adapted, learned, and grown to appreciate the holidays here. Homesickness will most likely never go away, but it's not nearly as sad. Praise for visitors. Jeff and Ann, along with a few others, have penciled in some dates for the future. Keep them coming. Praise for the consistent deaf individuals we have been working with. Christian, Jenny, Marlon, Anthony, and Christian. There's 2 Christians. Praise for the privilege of being able to formally introduce the name and the 3 persons of the Trinity for the first time in a remote, rural, unreached area. What a privilege and responsibility that is. Praise for the church, family God has blessed us with, and for all the healthy babies Sarah gets to love on. Praise for the friendships and the other ministers we count as friends in the country. Praise the Lord for His generous provision, protection, and guidance. He is a good Father who shows us much love through you all. Praise for a solid, wise board that keeps us out of trouble and has our backs. And for the awesome supporters and friends who loved, cared, and were very generous to us, especially to the boys during Christmas. Our prayer requests. Pray that the house goes as planned and that we will be able to move in by the end of February. Pray for the safety of the workers and the quality of the relationships as the shell is completed soon. Pray for the boys to stay healthy during Jeff and Ann's visit and for that visit in general. Pray for the wisdom regarding the next steps with Iglesia Vida, as well as for unity among the board and everyone involved. Pray that the water filters and the procurement of the remaining parts go smoothly, that they continue to serve the community well while opening doors to other unreached deaf individuals. Pray that the kids in our classes continue to learn and develop a genuine desire to know more about the Lord and sign language. Pray that as a family, we continue to change and allow the Spirit to lead us, transforming us into people who love and serve each other well, along with those we engage with in our various circles. Pray for another successful homeschool year. The pressure is increasing with a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old. Only 4 more Christmases with Levi. Ugh. But we're fine. Be blessed, the Johnsons. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening, and thank you for all the love and support.